Chapter 2. The Bet. We are leaving in 10 minutes for Dover and Calais, said Phileas Fogg. We are going round the world.
It was 6:10 in the evening at the Reform Club. Phileas Fogg was in the card room. He was at a card table with the same 5 men as yesterday, and the day before. And the day before that. Phileas Fogg and the 5 men didn't usually talk when they played cards. But this evening, before the game started, the men talked about a newspaper story. A thief walked into the Bank of England and took £55,000. Then he walked out again. One of the men at the card table, Ralph, had a very good job at the Bank of England.
"They'll catch the man," Ralph said. "The best detectives are at every port. They know that the man is tall. He wears expensive clothes. They'll find him."
"Oh, I don't know," said Stuart, another man at the table. "The world is a very big place."
"It was a big place," said Phileas Fogg.
"What do you mean, was? Is it smaller now?" said Stuart.
"Yes," said Ralph. "I think Mr. Fogg is right. You can go round the world more quickly now."
"All right," said Stuart. "You can go round the world in about 3 months. But that doesn't mean..."
"Not 3 months," said Phileas Fogg. 80 days.
"Fogg's right," said Ralph. "The Rotal to Allahabad railway in India is open now. Look, today's Times has a timetable for a journey round the world."
And he showed them on the centre page of the paper.
"London to Suez? Railway and ship? 7 days. Suez to Bombay? Ship? 13 days. Bombay to Calcutta, railway, 3 days. Calcutta to Hong Kong, ship, 13 days. Hong Kong to Yokohama, ship, 6 days. Yokohama to San Francisco, ship, 22 days. San Francisco to New York, railway, 7 days. New York to London, ship and railway, 9 days. 80 days.
"Yes," said Stuart. 80 days. It's all right on paper, but a lot of things can happen in 80 days. They can stop you on the way."
"No, they can't, Mr. Stuart," said Phileas Fogg.
"Well, why don't you try, Mr. Fogg?"
"Go round the world in 80 days, said Phileas Fogg.
"All right. I have £20,000 in Baring's Bank. I'll bet all of it."
£20,000, cried Ralph. "Something will happen on the journey, and you'll lose all your money."
"Nothing will stop me," Phileas Fogg said.